You're listening to SBS News.
The plot to set off a bomb at Melbourne's Queen Victoria Market has been exposed by a British family playing the role of a willing recruit living in Australia. Victoria police say the plotter, who claimed to be part of an overseas terrorist network, sent encrypted text and voice files over a period of 5 months with instructions on how to set off a bomb at the market. However, the would-be recruit receiving the messages was actually a British-based family of amateur jihad hunters who contacted authorities and handed the correspondence over to the Australian Federal Police and Victoria Police. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Ross Gunther says the suspect at the centre of the plot is known to authorities.
The person in Pakistan is known to us as being an ISIS supporter and quite a serious threat. So in terms of whether that person's been arrested or not, I could say unlikely at this stage.
The man's instructions reportedly involved making a car bomb and driving it to a crowded corner of the market to be detonated. Assistant Commissioner Gunther says police were made aware of the communications early this year, but concluded there was no specific threat. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the case highlights the importance of international cooperation in the fight against terrorism.
That's why we work so closely with our national and international partners. Across Australia, we do have a probable threat level. That's the view of experts.
The British family who exposed the plot is reported to be the same that helped thwart a series of IS-inspired attacks in the UK, including one targeting the Queen at armed forces parades. Premier Andrews says threats of terrorist attacks are the new normal.
Well, I think all of us, as we look around the world, and indeed in our city, we've seen a number of incidents, some foiled, some not, sadly. And this is very much part of 21st century life. And we take these threats seriously and we invest accordingly.
Market vendor Tony Chi has operated a stall at the Queen Victoria Market for over 20 years. He says his main concern is that business for stall holders doesn't suffer as a result.
Just a bit of concern for the business, because that may be scared of all the customers to come to market to shopping. And another way, for personal safety, there's not a concern about it, because we've been here for a long time and we don't want to really that bad things happen to us, all of the people around us, yes.
The national terror threat level remains at probable.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.